What do you say, Lake listeners? We are on your local radio station. It is Doc Sadell, and we're talking to a group of local musicians, Crossfire. They're going to be performing this coming Saturday night. It's the place to be, Point Breeze, 8 o'clock, it seems. That's when we're going to start, right, guys? And it's a big party for your local station here, the Lake, WQVR. We've got some big information that we can't wait to get out to you, Lake listeners. But first, let's talk about the band. How did Crossfire get started? You guys seem to be everywhere, and you haven't been around that long.
Yeah, that's true. Crossfire started very quickly, actually. We've all had successful local bands over the past three decades, and we've all jammed together. George and I have known each other our whole lives.
And we're talking to Dave here. He's the lead singer of Crossfire, and George, of course, on guitar.
Yep. And so one night, there was another band that George was playing with. They had a cancellation due to an illness at kind of the last minute. And then, so rather than let the audience down, George called the rest of us, and we put a jam band together. And we found we had instant synergy, and the audience loved it, and we had no choice really to put the band together for real. So we've been packing houses ever since.
And with all the talk about COVID the past couple of years and all the horrible stories, it looks like illness started something good for once, huh?
That's right, yeah.
So how would you describe the sound? We've been batting around the term on the radio, East Coast rock. What's the East Coast rock sound?
We've all been playing in various bands up and down the East Coast most of our lives. And we've been influenced by East Coast bands, you know, like Aerosmith, Extreme. We recently became kind of friends with Gary Hoey, great guitar player from the area, Godsmack, Skynyrd, Hatchet, and... bands like that.
So that's the entire East Coast, even down south, not just talking the Northeast.
Yeah, exactly.
So of those bands that you mentioned as influences, can we expect to hear cover tunes from those artists?
A little bit, but I think more than that, when you hear our music and our original music, you'll hear a little bit of, some Aerosmith and some Godsmack and, all that. You'll hear that in our music, and it's recognizable too. So that's kind of our trade. What we're trying to make our trademark, I guess you would say.
Right. So it's a high energy classic rock sound that's got more overdrive, and it's more gritty and it's danceable as well.
We've seen that. I've been taking a look at your social media, and you're packing the dance floors all these gigs.
Yes, we are. Every song on our set list is designed to get people out on the dance floor and keep them there.
So I'm familiar with several of you guys from some of your earlier projects, and I'm sure many of the Lake listeners will be too. So you mentioned that you've been playing most of your lives. What other projects did you work on before Crossfire?
I grew up, I'm from Worcester originally, and then I moved to Thompson, Connecticut when I was, about 12 years old, and I've been playing in bands. One of the first gigs I did, I think, was at the Anchor Lounge. I lied about my age when I was 14, playing music over there. And, I've been playing in bands my whole life. One of the last ones, big show that I did was with one of the biggest Kiss tribute bands in America, actually. I played for about 6 years down in Florida. And I couldn't stay away from New England, I guess, so here I am back up here,
Yeah, George is being modest here. He was Ace Frehley in full costume in a Kiss band called Kiss America.
That sounds so fun.
So
yeah, I'll share some good pictures and video with you when I see you next time, Doc.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Well, yeah, that'll be Saturday night at Point Breeze, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Dave.
Absolutely.
The frontman and chief promotional officer.
Chief promotional officer. That's a term that got coined because I handle all the promotion of the gigs that we have. Many of you listeners probably seen my social media blasts all over the place about all our upcoming gigs, and we've got a lot of them.
And if the Lake listeners have been out there, if they're the types that have been checking out live music the past couple of years, they probably likely would have run into you out in Rusty Spike.
Yeah, that's right. If you were actually on the lake, you would have probably seen my former band, Rusty Spike, out on my pontoon boat. So when COVID hit, when all the bars shut down, we found a way to bring music to the people by doing tours from my front yard, which is adjacent to the Point Breeze parking lot. So people could park there and enjoy concerts, and also on the lake itself, from my pontoon boat. I've got kind of a short but very intense musical career. As a teenager, I jammed with some local musicians, including George, but only started getting serious about being in a band about 5 years ago. And I started participating in open mic events around the area. And then this quickly led to the formation of Rusty Spike, which many of you probably have heard of. And that started attracting audiences all over Mass and Connecticut, Rhode Island. And so it wasn't long we were a big success locally. And that's part of how Crossfire was able to get so many gigs so quickly, because I have a lot of the contacts with all the local venues, and they, you know, they said, okay, you guys have band members from Rusty Spike and Kiss America and Sudden Urge, and you've all got a new band together. That's great. When can we sign you up? So that's why you'll see us coming to a lot of venues near you very soon.
A very full calendar so far.
Yeah.
Dave, what can you tell me about this Best Male Vocalist contest?
That was a contest I won last year by popular vote. It was something that was put on by a group called Rock and Road that's based out of Rhode Island. But it was they basically put out a contest for best guitarist, best vocalist, best drummer, etc. And I won the best male vocalist, and they actually put together a all-star band, which we wound up calling the Road Warriors, and we played a charity event for Make-A-Wish down at the Last Resort in Rhode Island last fall. That was pretty cool.
Well, congratulations on that award and the gig, and
yeah.
We will be checking out the vocal stylings of Mr. Dave Chappell at Point Breeze Saturday night, the big lake party. That's where we're going to drop some information about you, about a new way that you can hear your favorite local radio station. Now, you mentioned Sudden Urge. Tom Pottles is the drummer and heartbeat of Crossfire. How's it going, Tom?
Hi, thanks, Doc. Yeah, 36 years. We're still going. You know, we don't do a lot of shows per year now. The guys are getting older, but we still play every Sunday at the house here. And my focus now is on this new band, Crossfire.
Yeah, I was always proud of you guys for securing all those great gigs, like at the fireworks and stuff in the town of Webster. So our local Webster listeners will remember you.
You know, we had a 20-year run with the town of Webster. They were really good to us and increased our pay over the years very generously, and we earned it. But I do miss those years. Those were good times.
And from checking out Crossfire myself, I can tell you that if you've been a fan of Sudden Urge, you'll be a fan of Crossfire as well.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, so now we got a guy speaking my language, the low end, Andy White on bass.
Yeah, hi, Doc. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
You come from a musical family.
Yeah, I grew up with a lot of music going on in the house all the time. My dad and my sister both played piano. My dad also played guitar, and I kind of stole his guitar and started learning bass lines on that guitar probably around age 10. A lot of fun. You know, I bought my first bass at about 13 years old, I believe, with money I saved from a paper route down at McDuff's Music in Shrewsbury.
I love it.
You know, so over the years, I didn't play a lot in bands early, but once I got in my 30s, I think I built up, you know, a little more confidence and started playing with guys. I played a few bands down in Rhode Island, the Young Bucks, played in a blues band, the Blue Shadows out of the Worcester area. And then most recently, I played with Sudden Urge. A lot of fun. That was a great band. And I took about 10 years off to do some other things and, you know, some personal stuff, and raising kids and whatnot. And probably about 3 months ago, Tom gave me a call and said, hey, what are you doing? When was the last time you played that bass? So invited me down to jam, and one thing led to another, and guys asked me to join them, and it's been quite a thrill. Yeah.
And now you have a home with Crossfire.
Yeah, we love having you too, Andy.
Absolutely.
And it's no surprise where the band name came from.
Well, funny story about that. So I want to give a shout out to Chad Pepin, who is also a key contributor to our early instant success. Chad is not only our sound engineer, but he also designed our logo, and he creates a lot of our marketing content. And but Chad had put a contest out there on social media asking people to pick a name. And so somebody, I think it was Chad, that actually came up with Crossfire also. And it took me like a whole day. I was like, nah, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. And then it dawned on me like 24 hours later. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That's George's last name is Cross. Duh. So then I was okay with it.
So onward and upward with the band Crossfire here in the year 2023. A lot of big things happening with your local radio station, WQVR The Lake. And the gig is happening Saturday night, Point Breeze, down off of Thompson Road. And what else is going on this year? You guys got big plans.
Oh, we're working on our upcoming tour for 2023. It'll be called Out of the Shed. We're hoping for, you know, worldwide fame and recognition, obviously.
Overnight.
We're working on the music that I wrote, you know, a few years back, but we have a few new songs as well. One of them makes reference to Webster Lake and growing up in the area. I think people will really enjoy it. And we also very much want to thank everybody for, you know, supporting us, not just now, but for the past 25 years and continuing to come out and just hear us play. We've got a huge musical family that comes out to see us all, and we're just, you know, God brought us all together and brought all these pieces together, and we're just really blessed and really thankful that happened. And without all the people out there, you know, we can't do it. So we just want to say thank you in advance to you as well, and to everybody that comes out to our shows.
And the fans are following, so the best of luck to you guys. We're going to have a lot of fun Saturday night, Point Breeze, and I can't wait for the new record.
Awesome. Thank you, Doc.